September 11th. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10, verse 9. The scurrying business executive was late for an appointment, and he practically bowled over the young lady who stepped in his path. She was passing out Christian tracts on the corner of a busy New York City street. "Could I speak with you for a moment?" she questioned. "What do you need?" he responded gruffly. "I need your heart to listen," she answered. There are two kinds of listening. One, a superficial kind, requires little involvement. It could be described as listening with one ear. The other is deep listening. It takes total attention, complete concentration, absolute absorption. Wholehearted listening is needed to hear God's voice, because He doesn't demand, He doesn't cajole, He doesn't shout, and often He speaks in subtle ways, through others, through His Word, through nature, through music and books. He speaks to those who have ears and heart to hear. But to know and do His will, to hear His marching orders, it is imperative that you love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbors as yourself. Luke 10, verse 27. When it comes to serving you, Lord, keep me from being tentative, lukewarm, half-hearted,